USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the south, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
I got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will be guided by the rule of law during his tenure. Garland, testifying in a virtual House budget hearing, says his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The FBI is searching for answers after an incident outside the CIA headquarters on Monday.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Prosecutors are seeking at least a 2-year prison sentence for former UAW President Dennis Williams. He was convicted of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the union as part of a long investigation. The probe has landed labor leaders and executives in the auto industry behind bars for breaking labor laws, taking bribes, and stealing union funds. Williams is scheduled to be sentenced in Detroit on May 11th. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is lifting the U.S. refugee cap to 62,500 for the remainder of this fiscal year. The fiscal year ends September 30th. The move comes as the White House got fierce reaction from Democrats last month after announcing that Biden would maintain the Trump administration's refugee camp at 15,000. Peter Lumaj is an Albanian refugee who came over and is now a legalized citizen. He shares with Fox News why he came to the United States.
We had to escape Albania because Albania was a communist country. And then we were settled in a refugee camp. Then after that, we were subjected to background investigation to make sure that we proved our identity. We didn't commit any crimes. We were not wanted. Then we had to undergo medical examinations and interviewed by the U.S. Embassy and eventually came to the United States. So the one who doesn't go through that process doesn't understand the importance And the significance of being an American, because when you come to the United States as a refugee, you come here for the Americanism. You don't come here because of the benefits that they would offer you. I think that we have diluted that significance of coming to the United States.
This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Day. The concept got its start with former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt back in 1953. Teachers are receiving special recognition at some businesses such as Office Depot, Costco, and Buffalo Wild Wings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.